Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So this weekend, the GAA's Football Review Committee will showcase its proposed changes to the game of Gaelic football. Four provincial teams, made up of inter-county players from each province, will compete in a Railway Cup revival, now called the Inter-Provincial Championships, to showcase these rule changes. Well, for more on the new rules and the showcase itself, I'm joined by John Fogarty, who's GAA correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Hello, John.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Now, you've got this really helpful thing that you've done for the paper today. 10 things you need to know about the new look Interpros, and we'll come to those in just a minute. But the establishment of the Football Review Committee and its remit, will you tell us what they were asked to do?
Yeah, basically, Gerard Burns, as soon as he was voted in as GAA president last year, Claire, he got in touch with Jim Gavin. There was a lot of discussions. He wanted Jim to lead his Football Review Committee. This is the second Football Review Committee. There was one in 2012, headed up by the late Eugene McGee, which brought in the black card. But Jarlath, back in 2005, tweeted out the line, the death of football, after Dublin beat Derry in a league game in Croke Park by 8-4. Now, you have to remember, this was coming a few years after Dublin beat Donegal by a similar 8-6 in an All-Ireland semi-final. So, you know, the context had been there that we've had two very bad championships, Claire, to be honest with you, two very, very poor All-Ireland senior football championships. And this had always been on the radar of Gerard Byrne. So he got Jim Gavin to assemble a fantastic group, in fairness, to form the Football Review Committee. And their North Star, as they say, is to make Gaelic football one of the most exciting field games in the sport, in the world, I should say.
Right. So then this weekend is about trialling these rules.
That's it. With the best players available, because obviously we're at the business end of club championships at the moment, Claire, and there's a lot of very good players still playing for their clubs. So it's a case of who's available. And there's some fantastic players. Stephen Cluxton has made himself available. Kieran Kilkenny, Aidan O'Shea, James McCarthy, guys like that. So it's basically, you know, it's basically showcasing these new rules on the best field in the country. And listen, there is it is a competitive couple of days. There's no question about that. They want to win, but at the same time, you have to remember this is the Railway Cup. It hasn't been around since 2016. There's a novelty factor to it. There's 30 players on each panel, Claire, so there's going to be a lot of interchanges, an unlimited amount of them is permitted tonight, just to ensure that everyone gets a go at it, so to speak, and to avoid injury.
And do you expect there'll be a lot of stop-start action as people get used to these rules? I'm just looking at that great picture on your piece from Ray McManus from Sportsfile of Darren Jepson, who's putting the line down on the pitch. This is the new 40-metre arc. Is it going to be free-flowing, or will people go, well, we need to check this now and we need to just figure out exactly what we're doing?
Whatever about the game of football, Claire, I think we have some of the most skillful footballers in the country at the ever, to be honest with you. And tonight we have the best in the country. So there's bound to be errors, you know, and that's going to be understandable. There might be some errors as well by the referees and the match officials, because they're getting acquainted with this too. So, you know, we have to judge it next year, really. But this is a case of giving the public an opportunity to see it in not in full flow, so to speak, but getting used to it as much as the players. Like, you know, you mentioned the 40-metre mark there, which obviously it's a two-pointer now for a kick outside that 40-metre mark, and 45s, which were used to being only 1 point, are going to be worth 2 points now because they obviously are kicked outside that 40-metre mark. So we're going to see, I imagine, players chance their arm at that. At the same time, if a ball drops short and a goal is scored, it's worth 4 points. So now we have the unusual situation, Claire, of three flags. We have the green flag, obviously, for the 4 point goal. We have the red flag for a two pointer, and we have the white flag, the usual white flag, for a 1 pointer.
I mean, I was listening to Philly McMahon on this last night, and his fear is that the game won't be free flowing. You know, how the reasons why we love hurling, and this is how he was making the point, is that it flies along at a fierce pace. Now, if we have all of these rules and all of these flags and, you know, back pass to the goalkeeper, I mean, you can try and get your head around it. There's a lot in there. But will it disrupt the game is my question.
Well, I think the tap and go, which seems to be universally appreciated by the players and by anybody who's had an opportunity to watch the trial game so far, Claire, I think that is a winner already. The tap and go basically allows the player who's fouled to carry on, and they don't have to stop. So that is, I think that's going to appeal to the flow of the game. It's going to add to the flow of the game, I should say. There are other rules, obviously, that they have to get their head around. There's some disciplinary rules there. The black card is being extended to holding up a player. A lot of teams would have got around that by just, the previous black card or the black card rule states that if you pull down a player, you're black carded and sin bin for 10 minutes. Now, if you hold up a player and play cynically, that equates to a 10 minutes off the field as well. Mm-hmm. So those things are going to have to get used to. We're all trial and error at the moment for us, Claire. That's what it is. It's all trial and error.
Yeah, so it may take a little bit of time to get used to this, but once that happens, then are you saying you expect the game to be more free-flowing?
I think so. There's already reports that, the qualifier here is that it is trial games and it's being played not at a competitive level nor by the best in the business. But they're saying that the speed of the game, they can't get over it, the FRC members. Now, obviously, as they put their hands up themselves, they're biased. They really want everybody to see these now. And this is our best opportunity to really see what is going to stick. Like the feeling from the FRC is that they want as many rules as possible to go through. But any veteran or any keen observer of the GAA and politics and administration would know that, getting everything through is nearly nigh on impossible.
Okay, so you've touched on a couple of the new rules there that are going to be trialled tonight and tomorrow. A few of the others worth mentioning. The one versus one throw-in, John.
Yeah, so you'll see that first things first tonight, Claire, when the ball is thrown in, as opposed to the two versus two in the past, we're going to see one versus one. The other midfielders will be on opposing sides of the field, and then they will switch around at the start of the second half. That's the first one. The kick out distance, that's another one, Claire, and that's using this new 40-metre arc. There's basically three lines on the field now. There's two arcs, one in each field, Claire, 40 metres, and the goalkeeper has to kick it beyond that from the 20-metre line. So that's basically a 20 metre kick is the new minimum kick. And then there's the halfway line, Claire, which is kind of like a dotted line, so to speak. That is basically to ensure that three players from each team, outfield players, not including goalkeepers, have to be retained in each side of the field at all times. So basically that is trying to negate the whole mass defence that has,
Yeah. And tell me, John, what happens after these trial games are done and dusted over the weekend? Where do the rules go then?
Well, Jim Gavin 2 days ago would have briefed Central Council in a remote call, Claire, about these rules. They'll see them this weekend, and then they'll vote on them tomorrow week. And whatever rules they vote on, proposals now, I think there's 50 motions. Like there's 20 new rules. Now, I know they say there's 7 core enhancements, but there's about 20 new rules. But there's 50 motions. So basically, they will decide which of those motions will go to Special Congress on the 30th of November, and if they pass there, then they come into play on a temporary basis for the season 2024.
Okay, so there's a long way to go in this, John. Thank you so much. We'll get to see it in action tonight because those matches are being held in Croke Park on Friday and Saturday. So Leinster and Connacht will begin this evening at 6 o'clock, then Munster and Ulster at 8 o'clock. The winners of those games will compete then on Saturday evening when throw-in is at 7:30. The losing two provinces then will meet at 5:30, so a little earlier tomorrow. The two games tonight are on TG Cahir. On Saturday, the early game will be on the RTE News Channel. The final will be live on RTE2. And there's still tickets available if you want to go in person. They're €15. You get entry to all four games for that, and they're available on Ticketmaster. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.